famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California presents Phil Henry and whatever this is.
Can you check?
What do you mean?
What is this, a song?
Yeah, Corey, it's a bumper music, kind of.
Some of this stuff is way, way out there, you know?
Who is this, bud?
It's Apache Tomcat.
It's Apache Tomcat, General.
Oh, Apache Tomcat. Well, General, we've played Apache Tomcat quite a bit. Well, listen to this. These guys are nuts.
Anyway, welcome to our program. Thanks, General. General Shaw with us, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman. We have on line two, my understanding, we have Frank Gray with us, and we also have Steve Bozell. And we've got some feedback, I guess we got slapback, whatever you want to call it, from last night. Frank, you there?
Yeah, right here, Phil. I got Mr. Bozell. You there?
Yes, sir.
Phil, you want me to go, or do you go? What do you do? Steve, go first, then you?
I'm sorry?
I'm just trying to, what's the batting order here? I could be me, then Steve go, me go.
What are you talking about, Frank?
Are you guys listening to me or what? Is it me go?
You, okay, why don't you go ahead and roll it out?
That's what I'm asking. I've got Mr. Bozell. It's Mr. Bozell, right?
No, sir, it's Mr. Bozell.
You know Steve Bozell.
I know Steve Bozell, right?
No, sir, Steve Bozell.
All right, okay. I know Margaret is there, my wife.
Frank, I'm right here. We've known Steve for a long time.
Well, you may have known Steve for a long time. Maybe I've known you under a different name, Mr. Bozell.
No, sir. My name is Steve Bozell, and I've known you and your wife, Margaret, for probably the last 10 years.
My apologies. I got the phone call. I recognize your voice, sir. I got a call late last night about 9:45, Phil.
Okay, and what happened?
What happened? I got Bozell on the phone. The guy, Bozell, is on the phone.
Steve Bozell.
Steve Bozell. And Steve, go ahead and repeat what you said to me, and then I'll say to them.
Well, I was on the Mr. Henry show, and you know that, Mr. Henry, that I was on your show yesterday. And I was on...
Was it late last night, about 9:45?
Mr. Henry, what's going to happen is you're going to tell it to shut up. Right?
One tells me to shut up, Frank. Okay, everybody, just knock it off. The late last night, about 9:45.
That's when I got the call. I'm here to tell you about me, okay?
Mr. Henry, this is Steve Bozell. And Frank Gray, attorney at law, agreed to take my case.
Are you thinking of suing me, sir?
I'm thinking I want some relief. I want to feel... I just want relief from the way that I was tried.
What do you mean, relief? Take it easy, okay, bud? It's not something filthy, bud. Relief. Legal relief.
It sounds... Guy says, yeah, give me relief.
I want legal relief. Are you listening to this?
Hey, Phil, I don't know. What's its name?
Bud Dickman.
Okay, Bud... I'm an attorney at law. I'm a lawyer. My name is Frank Gray. I'm Margaret Gray's husband.
Yes, sir. I know that.
Okay. Don't start talking about a guy who needs legal relief like he's got to unzip, okay? That's not what we're talking about.
Okay, so Frank, we can get all the preliminaries out of the way. What's going on?
What's going on is simply this. Mr. Bozell called last night.
Late last night, about 9:45.
Shut up, will you? Shut up, bud!
Oh, and I don't know what time it was. I simply said late last night, about 9:45, because...
What are you doing, Frank? Dropping the phone?
Drop the phone. Because I wanted to approximate the time. Now, Mr. Bozell. Mr. Bozell was on your program late last night, about 9:45, but that's...
He was on last night.
It was on last night, yes. But it was, I put the time at, but it said it was late last night, about 9:45.
Yes, sir, that's the time frame of Mr. Henry.
So that's the way you put it?
No, we don't put it that way at all. That's the way people who call this show put it sometimes. Mr. Bozell was on my program on a recorded podcast all day yesterday.
Okay, that's the point. Now, it called me up and it said that it had been treated harshly on your program. It had been excoriated, laughed at. It had it taken out. It had been slathered, fully slathered from head to toe. You understand what I say?
What are you talking about, Frank? You talking about him being slandered?
Yes, that's a legal term, slathered. Ever heard of it? God damn.
Not really. No. No, we haven't. What does it mean, Frank?
Slathered is the combination of slandered and libeled, so that you've been slibeled. Or you've been, what we call it, Ann Landered, you know, because it rhymes with slander. You know who Ann Lander is?
Yeah, she's... Okay. So, Frank, give me the lowdown on this.
Hey, look, Phil, I'm here representing a client who's going to sue you for every nickel you've got.
Why?
Because you had Mr. Bozeman...
Mr. Bozell, sir, is the name.
Got to get that guy's name right. Frank, his name is Steve Bozell.
All right, you had on Steve Bozell, and you treated it in a slanderous way.
How did we slander Mr. Bozell?
Mr. Bozell, tell me.
Mr. Andy, you know I was on your program last night, and I was talking about songwriting, and you laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed yet again. And he just, you heard it. I heard the tapes of you, Mr. Henry, going, laughing. We heard it all, and I listened to it over and over again.
I can attest to this, because Frank was home last night listening to these tapes sitting in the living room. Okay, so I was laughing.
Yeah, you were laughing at this man's attempts at writing a song called My Name is Steve. Now, the song was called, and my records portfolio shows, the song was called My Name is Steve Bozell, I'm Living in Hell, Hell, Hell. Is that correct?
That's what I remember, yeah.
And from the very beginning of this song, it started to sing it, and you were laughing and mocking the very honest efforts of Mr. Bozell on your program.
Well, why can't we comment?
Hold on. I'm not done yet. You were mocking the very honest efforts of Mr. Bozell.
Steve Bozell.
Steve Bozell on your program, and to wit, when it sang, my name is Steve. Its name is Steve Bozell. I'm sorry, Mr. Bozell.
Like in the song.
So it sang. It sang. My name is Steve Bozell. Let me have the. Here are the lyrics. And I'm approximating this. Okay.
We heard it a lot last night, Frank.
Well, you're going to hear it again. Okay. And okay. My name is Steve Bozell. I'm living in hell, hell, hell. I'm living in the deepest, darkest part of hell. When I'm down in hell, I don't feel swell. My name is Steve Bozell. And something along those lines, correct?
Yeah, I don't know if that was exactly it. It was close to that, Frank. Except it, I don't remember the whole thing. I'm living in the deepest, darkest part of hell.
Don't worry about it, General, okay? That's what it said it sang. Isn't that right, Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir. My name is Steve Bozell. I'm living in hell, hell, hell. I'm down in the darkest part of hell. And now, you know, as I told you, Mr. Gray, I feel like rewriting the song.
The other thing, Mr. Henry, it said to me when I talked to it, it said, rewrite the song because of its experience on your show. So talk about it, Bozell.
Yeah, I got home. I mean, I after I got done talking to you, I thought, God, you know, here's how it ought to go. My name is Steve Bozell. I'm living in hell, hell, hell. It just got worse because I was on the Henry Show. My name is Steve Bozell. I live in hell, hell, hell. Now take a look. It's swole. That works in the swole line. And
why do you work in swole there?
Mr. Henry, this has got nothing to do. Are you going to make another party? You going to make another party joke out of this?
No, I just... He worked in the swole thing.
Because when I was living in the deepest part of hell, going through your show, it was swollen.
What was swollen?
One of my testicles, if you really want to know. right there.
I just caught you dead to rights, Mr. Henry.
Come on, man, that's the funny. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. One of my testicles.
Yes, that's what it said. You know, Mr. Bozell is a man, Mr. Henry, every bit as much a man as you. And if it says one of its testicles swelled it up, you should believe it.
I believe him.
I
did that all yesterday, Mr. Gray.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
I believe him, and I believe the things he's saying. Can't we make this go away by me just apologizing?
What about it, Ms. Bozell? You want
Ms. Bozell? What? Go ahead, apologize to me.
Okay, look, Steve, I'm very, very sorry for laughing. I recognize that the songwriting process...
That's taking too long.
I think it's going to need relief. Okay,
and... What does it mean he needs relief? God, take it easy, bud, will you? It doesn't mean what you think, bud.
Well, it sounds like, yeah, he's got to have relief. Like that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No, bud.
Oh, my... Mr. Henry, this Dickman, whoever it is and why it's, you know, look, Bud, relief in the legal sense is that we need monetary recompense. You know? And it needs, I say, it needs money, and I want Mr. Henry to pay it for the mental cruelty that suffered.
Well, you know what? If I got to hire a lawyer and fight this, that's what I'm going to do.
What? Mr. Henry, how long have we been friends?
Oh, Frank, you don't expect him to sit still for this asinine action by Mr. Bozell to sue Mr. Henry because he laughed.
I heard the tapes of Mr. Henry's it was going like this. It was going... you know, and...
That's pretty good, Frank.
All right, well, you know, laugh if you want, laugh if you will, and laugh if you might. When Mr. Henry started laughing, Mr. Bozell, could you please tell the Sam Elias how it makes you feel? And when Mr. Henry started laughing, I felt small. I felt as if it was, you know, in many ways, I felt it was things were shriveling up on me. I'm not saying what part of me, but everything felt shriveled. And
what do you mean, like your hands?
Yeah, everything. Yeah, my hands, my head felt shriveled. You know, the
what do you mean your head?
I mean the one on my shoulders.
Your head, the head on your shoulders, you feel was shriveled.
Everything felt shriveled up. And
so your head felt shriveled.
How many times am I going to say it, Henry? How many times has it got to say it? It told you its head was shriveling up.
Because we were laughing at you.
Yes, sir. Because I had come on your program in good faith to talk about my need to sing these songs and to write these songs. Now, Mr. Henry, I've got a solution to this problem. Short of this having to be a monetary settlement, and I advised it to go after you note and tongue, to go after you with everything it had and then some, to get a monetary satisfaction and relief. Okay.
You talk about relief.
What is its problem?
Bud, we're talking about relief as in monetary relief, as in a legal case, not taking a leak, okay?
I'm not saying that.
Yes, you are, Bud. You're trying to be a smartass.
No, I'm just saying. Every time... Okay, forget it.
No. Look, take a minute. I had the same problem when I was in law school. Every time they said, you'll have to give the man relief. And I felt my mouth going, oh... Seriously,
you got to be kidding me.
No, it happened very briefly, and then I said to the professor, what do you mean I got to give it relief? And the professor's like, not going, aw. You know, he looked at me like I was something that was spawned in a pile of rhinoceros stool in the furthest, bleakest parts of the Serengeti. No? Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I get it. Okay, so, Frank...
I get it. Margaret, tell Mr. Henry how much trouble it's in.
Frank is known to really take these things right into court.
Frank, if you take this to court, I'm going to get an attorney.
Yeah, who? You're not going to get Wireman, are you?
Maybe I'll get Harvey Wireman, yeah.
Wireman is old, dried up, and it's ready for a vacuum cleaner. Just suck it, you know? I mean, suck it in.
All right, well, if I got to get Wireman, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm going to pay your client money because I made him feel bad when I laughed at him.
Mr. Henry, this was an important moment for me. I was on national podcast, and I was on talking about my songwriting that could very well be a career for me. And you, from the very beginning, you laughed, and we have the laughter on tape. The laughter's on tape, Mr. Henry. And I heard it clear as God made green apples. You going, ha 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 ha. I get it. It was in the background there. Okay, so
can we replay that?
Oh, for Christ's sake!
Put him on hold. Can we replay that?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Yeah, there actually is a part in the song about something swelling up, but I go, it's swollen. I didn't say swelled.
Okay, well, that's partially right.
Oh, my God, he's laughing again.
Sit over there, Phil.
Why is that? Because it's swollen.
All right, did you hear that, Frank?
I did. I heard that, but not just then. I heard it for about five times as I replayed it over and over, and I took notes. I had Glenda and some of the gals from the office come in. I did an entire deposition with Mr. Bozen. okay?
My name is Mr. Bozell, sir.
I apologize, but I heard you distinctly laugh and laugh yet again.
Okay, I got to be honest with you. I don't think that that's actionable. However, if that's what you guys want to do...
That's what we...
Sir, are you saying if the emotional cruelty of that...
Emotional cruelty because I laughed at you.
Yes.
Jenry, we're not here to argue with you, okay? I'm here to tell you that by giggling and laughing like a monkey in reverse. You know what I mean by that?
No, I don't.
A monkey is one way, and then you throw a monkey into reverse, and it recharges the gibbering. You see?
Frank, get more sleep.
Isn't that funny?
That's funny.
Yeah, isn't that funny? You know, I love it very much. It's a beautiful woman, but sometimes it takes too far.
I just want you to know, Mr. Henry, that unless I get some kind of financial relief, there you go, Mr. Dickman, financial relief.
Okay, it sounds like you need to go to the bathroom.
I don't need to go to no bathroom. What I need more than anything else is a monetary settlement from Mr. Henry on account of he laughed at me.
We feel, Phil, that five figures, mid five figures.
Mid five figures, like 50 grand?
That'd be mid five figures. You gotta love. I'm talking to it right now and telling me that.
Wait, well, hold on, Frank. Talk to me.
Okay. Mid five figures.
Not gonna do it. Get Harvey Wireman on the phone.
Oh, you gotta be. You're gonna get that? You're gonna get Harvey. What are you gonna. Where are you gonna find Harvey Wireman? A graveyard someplace? God, see. Knock on the crypt and see if it's up.
Harvey Wireman.
That's right. Harvey is my, generally, he's my general counsel for a lot of things.
Yeah, I got Mr. Wireman here on line three.
Harvey, it's Phil Hendry.
Yeah, Phil.
I got Frank Gray on the line and Steve Bozell. These guys are threatening to sue me because I laughed at Steve Bozell writing songs.
Hey, who do you have on the line? Hey, Harvey, it's Frank Gray. Okay, Frank, what's going on? Well, I'll tell you what's going on. Your client mocked and openly made fun of my client, laughed at my client like my client was something with a tail, and mocked because my client was writing a song about going to hell. Okay, what do you want to sue? You want to sue Phil Hendry for what? You want financial relief? Okay, I got your relief, Frank, right here. If you need relief, you need relief. Her name is Janine. And
okay, enough, Harvey. We got to get this seriously done, okay? Seriously taken care of.
I want to take care of it, okay? I'm having a very hard time, if you don't mind, Phil. I'm sitting here.
Am I hearing Return of the Mac again? Oh, my God. Hey, wait a minute. Harvey, you listen to Return of the Mac?
What about... I'm not here to talk about Return of the Mac. Did you want to talk to me, Phil?
Yeah, I want to talk to you about handling this nuisance action from the Mr. Bozell.
What, you listen to Return of the Mac, what's your problem? That's none of your business, okay?
You lost a girlfriend or something?
What's going on, Harvey?
It's nobody's business but my own. I'm having a couple of cocktails over here at Nicky's, if you don't mind. Turn it up a little bit, Jerry. Yeah, okay, so listen to Return of the Mac. What about it?
You got lady problems?
Hey, you know what? I may join you, Frank, in this action because I just heard Henry go, "You got lady problems?" You think that's funny, Phil?
No, Harvey, I don't think it's funny. You're about the ninth guy that's been...
That's been what? You're playing Return of the Mac, Harvey. We're wondering, have you had the heart broken? Yes, I had. Yeah, we just broke up with this gal. I've been with her for about a year. God damn, her name was Patricia. And she was a beautiful blonde and, you know, pretty damn good at bed.
What happened, man?
She ran off with some guy. She ran off with some skateboard punk.
How old was she?
Probably in her 50s. Oh my God. You had a girlfriend in its 50s and it ran off with a skateboard punk?
What are you talking about?
What do you want? You guys want me to say it again?
Okay, so I don't want to bother you, man, if you're feeling upset.
Yeah, well, I am feeling upset. Okay? She was a beautiful chick. She had a nice... I'll say it. She had a great rack.
All right, enough, Harvey. We've heard enough.
Well, there's Margaret Gray telling me who to be and what I can do. My wife, watch how you talk to it. And there you are with the hit. And here I am. Oh, man.
Harvey, look, forget I even called you up, okay?
No, I'll be here for you. So what are you doing anyway, Gray? You hassling people again?
Hey.
Your client laughed at my client.
Oh, isn't that too bad? It's this Bozell, right?
Yeah. I'm Steve Bozell, sir.
I know who you are, Bozell. And you're always just sniveling and you're snot ridden. So, you know, Phil, I'll go ahead and help you with this.
No, never mind.
It'll take my mind off. Oh, wait a minute, Harvey. You're telling us that you just broke up with some beautiful chick with a nice, you said, a nice pair. I'm sorry, Phil, didn't mean to say it that loudly.
Well, you did.
All right, sorry.
And she ran off with a skateboard punk.
Yeah.
How old was she?
About 55, 56. You lied to me. Hey, Margaret, is this that? Hey, Margaret, get a load of it. It's singing return. It's singing. It's sad. The return of a Mac.
Return of the Mac, Frank.
Okay, Margaret. Return of the Mac, Frank. Did you hear how it talks to me? It's my wife, and it talks to me in the manner of which it said, I don't like that enough.
Okay, I just hung up on them.
Thank you. Okay, are you not serious about? Are you not serious about going after them?
No, yes, but no, I don't know. Are you available? I can talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I can. You can call me if you want.
I'm sorry about what happened to you.
Oh, it's just some. I don't know, you know.
I got to tell you something, Harvey. Phil already told you this. We got a million people on our show who get upset because some chick bothered, you know, some chick left them. You listen to it again?
Yeah, good. I got it on repeat.
And they're listening to Return of the Mac.
Say that again?
Never mind. I hope you feel better, pal. I'll call you in the morning, okay?
Yeah. Listen to this. Turn it. Hey, Joey, turn it up. What is it with you, okay? Not doing anything, not making any drinks.
I know what you're
doing. Well, then turn it up. Listen to this. You know this song, Phil?
Yeah, I know this song. I've heard it about 16 times.
I go, oh, God damn. Oh, man. You lied to me. She did. Well, guess what, Phil? I'm back in town. I'm back in town. I'm bad. I'm badass. Yeah, like I say, that's what the guy said there.
Okay, Harvey Wehrman, my attorney who's sad tonight.
You laugh at me.
I'm not laughing at you, man. And I'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
Yeah. Her name was Patricia. She had a fine...
What did we just do there?
I don't know. I think you talked... You're getting sued by my husband and his client, Steve Bozell. Harvey Wehrman, your attorney, had his heart broken. He's listening to Return of the Mac.
Okay. Nice one, Phil. Nice one, Phil. I didn't even ask for this show tonight.
These guys called in. I thought they'd have him on the air.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I'll talk to you tomorrow, Harvey. Thanks a lot. I'm sorry, Steve, that you're feeling bad. Harvey, I'm sorry you're feeling bad. I'm sorry, Frank, that you're still weird.
He's my husband, Phil.
I know. I'm very happy that you're Margaret's husband. I'll do it here. The world famous, is this it here?
Yeah.
The world famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I'm Bud Dick, but no, God damn it.
Yes.
I'm General Galen Shaw.